This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Paula Molnauer joined the Army straight out of college and over 22 years rose through the ranks to become a lieutenant colonel. But all that time, she had to hide her homosexuality.
You had to be on your toes at all times because there were witch hunts going on in those days. And so I just stayed clear, kept my mouth shut, and hid in the closet. It wasn't fun. I lived a lie for 22 years. You had to be something that you weren't.
By the time she was working in the Pentagon in the Public Affairs Office for the Secretary of the Army, Molnauer says the pressure became almost unbearable.
One gal called me one day and asked me if I could help her, and I told her I couldn't help her because I could not risk my own career. It's sad because I couldn't help her. And, of course, she got put out, and she had almost 20 years, and she had done nothing wrong. It's because who she was.
But rather than getting better after President Clinton was elected, things got worse when he announced his support for the policy that has come to be known as Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
We thought he was going to be our savior when he promised he was going to lift that ban and do what was right. And I distinctly remember where I was the day that the headline said that he wasn't going to do that. And I was standing in Palo Alto at the train station. I opened that paper and I just literally cried and I knew that it was over.
Since then, the Don't Ask, Don't Tell law has driven thousands of men and women out of the U.S. military and scared off thousands more, says Kevin Mix, Director of Communications for the Service Members Legal Defense Network in Washington, D.C.
Since 1994, when the law was enacted, 13,500 have been discharged, have been fired from the military. But in addition to those folks and their families, there's an estimated 4,000 men and women each year who either don't reenlist or don't enlist in the first place because of the law.
That turnover comes at a high cost, Mix adds.
The Government Accountability Office has set the figure at upwards of $400 million to discharge and replace service members who have been kicked out under the law.
That may be one of the reasons that public support for the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy is in deep decline.
Multiple polls show at least 70% of the American public support gays and lesbians serving openly. But most strikingly, this past summer, we saw a Gallup poll saying that 58% of conservatives want to see the law gone and that they think gays and lesbians should serve openly.
As a result, Mix and his organization are hopeful that a scheduled Senate hearing on the law this fall will set the stage for its cancellation.
We have 172 members of the House who want to see this law gone. It's a historic opportunity for that reason in Congress, but also because we have a president now who said during the campaign he wants to end the law and replace it with a policy of non-discrimination. And also, there's some public statements in the Pentagon from Secretary Gates that indicate repeal is a matter of when, not if.
One slogan they've adopted is, you don't have to be straight to shoot straight. Meanwhile, Paula Molnauer, who migrated to Sonoma County after leaving the Army, still struggles with the after effects of her years spent hiding in the closet.
I was paranoid for years. Even though I was fully retired, they're going to get me. They're going to get me. It's just that feeling because you've looked over your shoulder for so many years. That paranoia just grips you.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.